Hi, welcome and thanks for calling. I'm Yati Klein and I want to give you a little intro into finding freedom. I named my program Finding Freedom because that's what I hope my participants will gain by joining this program. Freedom from the grip that food has over you. Freedom from distressing emotions next to eating and weight. And freedom from distressing emotions in general. Freedom from resisting yourself, your struggles, and the way that you look. Just flowing through life easily, staying in a high vibration, and living with joy. Imagine being faced with food and feeling like the choice is yours. Imagine being able to stay centered when faced with food. Making a conscious choice whether you want to eat this or not, or how much of it you want to eat. Getting in touch with that part of you that's calm and chooses wisely. Imagine being at peace and accepting yourself as you are. For our demo today, I'll explain what needs to happen in order to be successful. Successful in gaining mastery over food, and successful in terms of maintaining a high level of emotional well-being. You see, what I've found is that most of us know the basics about nutrition. People mostly get stuck with filtering so much information that's out there and with implementation. And there are good reasons for that happening. What we do on Finding Freedom is clear the path so that you can reach into yourself with a clear and calm mind and make the choices that support your goal. And you'll get the knowledge and the tools here to be able to actually do that. So what needs to happen to have mastery over your eating? Mastery means you're in control of your eating instead of your eating being in control of you. So the first thing that needs to happen is you need to be able to soothe emotions effectively. So you don't need the food to help you soothe or distract from distressing emotions. I want to take a minute to explain why food and emotions are so connected. Emotional eating is a symptom of an underlying issue. We have distressing emotions, and we use food to soothe us or to distract us from our distress. How did this happen? At some point, your brain realized that food is good. It makes you feel good. It calms you or distracts you, even if it's just temporary. It's a super effective way to make you feel better in the moment. So now imagine being upset about something that's going on, that the stress doesn't feel good. Even though you might know the right way to eat, if you got into the habit of using food to soothe, it'll be extremely difficult for you to eat well. Because when these emotions hit, everything that you know goes out the window. These emotions are so uncomfortable. You need the food. It's serving such an important purpose. So now your brain knows food is going to make you feel good. So it says, hey, why don't you just have a cookie or three? You'll feel so much better. And that's how you learn to turn to food to soothe your emotions. But you can't just stop using food to soothe your emotions if you don't have another way to deal with them. If you don't have an effective replacement for the food, you'll just revert back to your old habits. What we need are tools to manage our emotions effectively so we don't need the food to distract or soothe us. We don't need the food as a coping mechanism. So we'll learn effective tools to soothe emotions so that we don't need to turn to food. We'll work with different emotions, different topics. For example, fear or feeling judged. We'll talk about having realistic expectations so we aren't disappointed again and again. We'll talk about surrendering, where to surrender, how to surrender. We'll learn some healing techniques so emotions don't run so high. We might gain perspectives that will help keep us centered when in the past we got upset. And we want to learn to soothe emotions appropriately. So that's for emotions. The second thing that needs to happen to be successful is self-acceptance. We need to come to a place of self-acceptance. That's important for so many reasons, but I'll mention two. One is that a lack of self-acceptance is at the core of so much emotional distress. Think comparing, doubting ourselves, feeling easily rejected or judged, and there's so much more. We want to get rid of that emotional distress, so we don't need to turn to food to soothe it. Self-acceptance brings a tremendous level of inner peace. We feel good within ourselves, confident around others, and we're just in a much better place emotionally. And there, we don't have the need to soothe with food. The second piece is that before we can change, we must accept ourselves as we are, because only once we accept ourselves can we be centered around food. A lack of acceptance means desperation to lose weight ASAP. And with that comes along poor choices. Desperation makes us act out in ways that we know isn't conducive to our success, but it overtakes us, and we lose our self-control. We swing from depriving ourselves to binging, from dieting to indulging. We must be centered and calm in order to make good, wise choices consistently. Self-acceptance removes so much of the emotion around food and around the journey of weight loss. When we're not desperate for something, you know, that's true for any situation. When we're not desperate for something, we make more level-headed choices, right? We lose our wisdom, access to our calm, thought-through, mature brain when we're desperate. We need that calm and clarity to be able to make the choices that support our goals. So the second thing that we need is self-acceptance. And, you know, I just want you to think for a second what your life would look like if you would be able to accept yourself. No comparing to others. You'd be able to accept love from others. You're able to love others more deeply, just a higher energy as you go about your day. All that negative mind chatter about yourself, no more of that. No need to prove yourself. No more stress around making sure everyone is always happy with you. You're free to do what you think is right. You're kind to others, but not from fear of them being unhappy with you, but from a true place of generous kindness. You feel that the world supports you. You can just be at peace with yourself. There's no greater gift than that. You know, a healthy sense of self, inner peace. Think of someone that you know that exudes that inner peace. They're kind to others, but you feel a strength inside of them. It feels good to be around them. And you wonder where that good energy comes from. It comes from a deep inner peace. We'll be focusing on that in the beginning of the program because without that, success is impossible. It will help you, like I said, with your emotions, and it'll help you go about this journey in a way that will ultimately bring you success. So the third thing that we need in order to be successful is we need to learn how to eat to bring about the results that we want while feeling satisfied, without feeling deprived. Because if you're feeling deprived, your way of eating isn't sustainable. So we want to strike a balance. We need a healthy, balanced, sustainable lifestyle that brings the results that you want. You might be looking to lose weight, or maybe you're just looking to clean up your eating habits. What a sustainable lifestyle looks like is different for every person based on their likes, their dislikes, their personality, their lifestyle in general, and most importantly, their starting point and goals. So we'll learn how to find a balanced way of eating that works specifically for you, that center point where you're feeling satisfied while at the same time eating in a way that is helping you reach your goals. The starting point is how you're currently eating, and we'll take it from there. We also need to know how to adjust to life because life isn't static. There are occasions, changes in your goals. There's pregnancy. You know, what do you do when you hit a plateau or when you're ready to maintain? Learning to achieve a lifestyle that works for you also includes information that will help you. Knowledge is power. So you want to know more about motivation, about self-control, what can help you feel satisfied, and stuff like that. So you have all that you need to figure out things for yourself now and into the future. Another important piece here is tuning into your inner cues. See, when we sabotage ourselves, we betray ourselves, or we don't behave in a way that's in line with our values, we feel constricted inside. Like, it doesn't feel good. When we behave in a way that's in line with our values and our goals, we feel good, we feel expanded. Those are your inner cues telling you what direction you're headed in. That feeling of constriction or expansion, it's the most customized indicator telling you if you're on the right path for you. So we need two things here. The first one is, how do I actually set myself up for success? And the second piece is, access your inner cues to guide you in the moment. Once these two are in place, information to find an effective balance plus inner cues, success easily follows. So that's the third thing that we need to be successful. The fourth piece is we need to heal issues around the topic of food. And by that, I mean things that get in the way, like disempowering beliefs and rationalization. So those are two examples. Some examples of disempowering beliefs are, you know, if I don't have it now, I'll miss out. Losing weight means depriving myself. Jewish celebrations are always about food. In our society, it's so difficult to eat well. If I accept myself, I won't do anything to lose weight. It's batashkes. With my nature, with my history, or maybe because I'm so burnt out from dieting, it's so hard to eat well. I have no self-control. I'm a compulsive overeater. Do these beliefs take you up or down? Do they empower you to make better choices more easily, or do they disempower you? And what I mean by rationalizations is as follows. I'll give you some examples. I'm only having this. You know, if I have it now, it's going to help me for later. It's not really that much. I deserve it. It's a one-time treat. I messed up. I may as well continue. It's these things that you tell yourself that kind of, you know, it gives you permission to go ahead and have some when you really know that you shouldn't. It's not your honest, logical brain speaking. It's a weak excuse giving you permission to give in. You can feel it. You can feel that it's not the truth. You really want to be honest with yourself so you don't sabotage your efforts. So we'll look at beliefs. We'll look at some common rationalizations and, you know, some other things. And you'll get those out of the way and set yourself free. So that's another thing that we need to work on to be able to succeed. And the fifth thing that we need to be successful is habits. It's pretty straightforward. How do we break habits? What if you're used to snacking when you sit down to do some work or nibbling while you prepare dinner? Oftentimes, these behaviors run on automatic. We're barely aware that we're doing it. Yet, a lifestyle is the sum total of many habits. So we need to work through these to be able to succeed. We need to break the unhealthy habits and build healthy habits. So those are the five pieces, the five things that we need in order to succeed. I'll review. Number one is to soothe emotions effectively. Number two is self-acceptance. Number three is how do you eat in order to bring about the results that you want while feeling satisfied? How do you set up this balance that is sustainable? And how do you listen to your inner cues? Number four is healing issues around the topic of food, like beliefs or rationalizations. And number five is the topic of habits. You know, besides for covering these topics in the program, we'll also learn what you want to do when you mess up. How do you get back on your feet as quickly as possible? We'll learn to manifest your desired lifestyle. We'll learn some tools that can help get you back on track. We'll learn to deal with judgment around your weight, really in any area of life. And as I said, you know, we'll learn tools to relieve different forms of emotional distress. This curriculum is based on years of work with private clients and, you know, the hundreds of women I've worked with on finding freedom. It includes all the different issues that I've seen coming up again and again, you know, tackling them from every angle. This program is not about how much weight can I lose in 12 weeks. The focus is on setting up a very strong foundation. It's about moving all the different blockages that are getting in the way of your success so that your path to success is clear. It's about understanding yourself, your behavior, knowing what to look out for, being aware of how you tick in relation to eating, knowing how to set yourself up for success in your specific reality. It's about improving your emotional well-being, and it's about how to keep moving forward, taking real-life circumstances and changes into consideration. So there you have it, improving your emotional baseline, understanding yourself and your behavior, working through them, setting yourself up successfully, and coming out on the other side empowers you, allows you to live a light, joyful life, and gives you the ability to finally succeed. With Hashem's help, I look forward to another beautiful round, and I look forward to helping more women achieve their goals and find true freedom. Thanks for listening, and be well.